From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the ceasefire is holding. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Monday, despite some incidents, the ceasefire or cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding on its third day. He says he is hopeful that the warring parties will abide by the new ceasefire agreement, so next week's resumption of peace talks in Geneva can go ahead as planned. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN chief in no way underestimates the difficulties of getting Syria's warring factions around the negotiating table to talk peace. But he says there are hopeful signs that the cessation of hostilities agreement is holding and could be extended for 2 weeks. Ban Ki-moon agrees several reported violations of the agreement are troubling. However, he notes the members of the International Syria Support Group Ceasefire Task Force are closely monitoring the situation. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A new U.S. political survey shows businessman Donald Trump taking a commanding lead in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. CNN ORC said 49% of Republicans support Trump, more than his four remaining challengers combined. In the Democratic race, the poll showed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with a widening lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Here's the former secretary.
I don't think America has ever stopped being great. What we need to do now is make America whole. Working together, rejecting the mean-spiritedness, the hateful rhetoric, the insults, that's not who we are.
Hillary Clinton. For more on the U.S. presidential campaign, check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Somali authorities have arrested 6 people in connection with Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab in the town of Baidoa. At least 32 people were killed, more than 60 wounded. Iranian moderates have won a majority of the country's top clerical body, the Assembly of Experts. 2 leading hardliners were defeated in their bid for re-election to the 88-member assembly. That is the body that will pick the country's next supreme leader to succeed Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Hundreds of migrants and refugees tried to break through a border fence into Macedonia from Greece Monday as frustrations boiled over at restrictions imposed on people moving through the Balkans. Macedonian police fired tear gas as a group of some 300 Iraqis and Syrians forced their way through a Greek police cordon and raced toward a railway track between the two countries. The crossing is next to the main transit point for refugees traveling toward Western Europe. Pakistani officials say a sale of F-16 fighter jets would strengthen the nation's ability to mount counter-terrorist operations and promote regional stability. The U.S. government this month approved the sale of the aircraft, radar, and electronic warfare equipment to Pakistan in a deal worth nearly $700 million. The remarks came Monday at the start of strategic talks with the United States. Secretary of State John Kerry made some remarks before the talks began.
This is a chance to reaffirm our commitment to a very strong bilateral, enduring relationship that is, in the end, based on mutual respect, but also on mutual interests.
India opposes the sale. Some members of the U.S. Congress also oppose it. Pakistan has executed a man who killed a governor who had opposed the country's blasphemy laws. Mumtaz Kadri, a member of the police's elite force, was part of the team guarding Punjab Governor Salman Taseer in January 2011 when Kadri shot Taseer in broad daylight. Kadri was hanged in a prison in Rawalpindi Monday. Protests broke out in several parts of the country as news of the execution spread. The Indian government has pledged to spend nearly $13 billion on rural welfare projects to help millions of farmers who have struggled with monsoons and crop failures for 2 years in a row. Presenting the annual budget on Monday, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley outlined plans to double the income of the country's 120 million farmers by 2022. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down, and in Europe, stock indexes are mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.